All right, so Thanksgiving's right around the corner. You got your turkey all planned out. But what about travel
Yeah, it's
plans?
always a wild card that time of year, isn't it? It can be a real weather roller coaster.
Absolutely.
For this deep dive, we're looking at a couple of sources that are giving us a Thanksgiving week weather outlook.
Oh,
Articles from CBS News and weather.com.
great sources.
Before we look ahead to next week, we got to talk about this bomb cyclone that just hit the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
CBS News really painted a pretty intense picture.
It was a powerful storm. And, you know, these bomb cyclones, they sound dramatic, and they are, but they're actually becoming more common because of climate change. Warmer ocean temperatures are fueling their intensity, leading to stronger winds and heavier precipitation. Yeah, it's something to keep in mind as these events can really disrupt travel plans, as we saw with this recent one. There were two fatalities due to falling trees. Hundreds of thousands lost power, and parts of California even saw some flooding. To our listeners in those areas, we're hoping you're staying safe. Let's shift gears now and look at the week ahead. Weather.com is forecasting a mixed bag, but no bomb cyclones, thankfully.
Thankfully.
No massive storms are predicted, but there are still some localized events that could definitely throw a wrench in your travel plans if you're not prepared.
Right, if you're not prepared.
So let's break it down day by day.
All right.
What's on the radar for Tuesday?
Tuesday is all about the mountains. We're looking at heavy snow in the Rockies, especially Colorado, Utah, and California.
Okay.
Further north, places like the Great Lakes, New England, and even the Northern Rockies could see some lighter snow.
Got it.
And if you're in the NYC area or Southern California, expect some light rain.
So, if I'm understanding correctly, Tuesday is all about those mountain areas,
Yes.
while Wednesday things start spreading out.
Exactly. Wednesday, that mountain snow continues, and we start to see some rain and even thunderstorms developing in the Midwest. Those storms are then expected to move east, potentially bringing some light snow to the Great Lakes and Northeast.
Sounds like Wednesday could be a bit messy across a larger swath of the country.
Yeah.
Now, everyone wants to know, what about Thanksgiving Day itself?
Right.
Are we talking white Thanksgiving for some folks?
There's a chance. Higher elevations from West Virginia up to New England could see some snow.
Okay.
And the Great Lakes region is likely to get hit with some lake effect snow. Now, lake effect snow is fascinating. It happens when cold, dry air moves across warmer lake water, picking up moisture and dumping it as snow on the downwind shores. This can lead to really intense snowfall in very localized areas, which is why you see those snow belts near the Great Lakes.
That sounds like it could be a real headache for travelers in those areas.
It can definitely be. And it's not just a one-day thing. The Southeast could also see showers and thunderstorms on Thanksgiving, mainly early in the day. Then that lake effect snow in the Great Lakes snow belts could last from Friday all the way through Sunday.
Wow, so anyone driving back from their Thanksgiving festivities in those areas needs to be extra cautious.
Yeah, for sure.
What about major highways? Are any expected to be particularly problematic?
We're talking potential travel disruptions on major highways like I-90 and I-81.
So we've got the general weather picture for the week.
Right.
Let's zoom in on how this might affect air travel specifically.
Okay.
Are there any airport delays we should be aware of?
Weather.com highlighted a few hotspots.
Okay.
On Tuesday, NYC and Los Angeles airports could see delays due to rain and low clouds.
Okay, so potential delays on both coasts.
Right.
What about Wednesday?
Wednesday, Denver and Chicago airports are on a watch list because of snow and low clouds. And you guessed it, NYC might be back on that list for Thanksgiving Day due to early rain and wind.
So for our listeners who are flying, definitely check those flight statuses and maybe pack a little extra patience.
For sure.
Good advice.
And whether you're flying or driving, both of our sources emphasize the importance of being proactive.
Okay.
Check the forecasts for your specific travel routes and destinations regularly. Don't just rely on what you hear here. Things can change quickly.
And if you have some flexibility in your schedule, maybe consider alternative travel dates or even modes of transportation if the weather looks really dicey.
Picture this. You're cozy on a train, sipping hot cocoa, while everyone else is battling a blizzard on the highway. Not a bad option,
All
Brent.
right, we've covered a lot of ground here, from bomb cyclones to lake effect snow. But before we move on to the next part of our deep dive, any final thoughts for our listeners as they finalize their Thanksgiving travel plans?
I think the main takeaway here is that while we're not expecting any major storms this Thanksgiving week, there are still some localized weather events that could cause travel disruptions.
Yeah.
But with a little planning and flexibility, everyone can still have a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving.
Well said. Now, here's a thought to chew on as we head into part two. Remember those wildfires that were raging in New York and New Jersey a few weeks back?
Right. Very unusual for that time of year.
Exactly. CBS News mentioned that while the recent storms caused disruptions, they actually brought much-needed rain to those areas.
That's right. The rain helped to put out the fires and alleviate the drought conditions that had developed after an exceptionally dry fall.
Sometimes these weather events can have both positive and negative consequences.
For sure.
It's all about perspective, right?
Precisely. And it highlights the interconnectedness of our weather systems. What happens in one part of the country can have ripple effects elsewhere. It really does highlight that interconnectedness.
Yeah.
And it brings us back to that question of climate change and its potential influence on these weather patterns.
It's a big question, and one we could probably spend an entire deep dive unpacking. But
sure. For
our listeners who might be hearing about those New York and New Jersey wildfires for the first time,
can
you give us a little more context?
You bet.
Okay.
It's not often you hear about wildfires in that part of the country.
Right.
Especially in the fall. Typically, you think of places like California or the Southwest being more prone to wildfires.
Right. So what made this situation so unique?
Well, a combination of factors came into play.
Right.
First, you had an unusually dry fall in the Northeast, creating tinderbox conditions.
Oh, wow.
Then you had some unseasonably warm temperatures and strong winds, which helped to spread the flames.
And climate change could be playing a role in those warmer temperatures and drier conditions, right?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
It's not that climate change directly causes wildfires, but it can certainly exacerbate the conditions that make them more likely to occur and spread.
Yeah.
And that's something we're seeing not just in the Northeast, but in many parts of the world.
It's definitely something to keep in mind, especially as we think about the future of travel and how we adapt to these changing weather patterns. Speaking of adapting, let's shift gears a bit and talk about some practical tips for our listeners who are gearing up for Thanksgiving travel.
Sounds good.
Both of our sources emphasize the importance of being proactive, but what does that really look like in practice?
It means checking those forecasts regularly.
Okay.
Not just for your destination, but for every point along your travel route.
Right.
If you're driving, be prepared for potential road closures or detours.
Right.
If you're flying, know what to do if your flight gets delayed or canceled.
And what about those alternative travel dates or modes of transportation we talked about earlier?
Absolutely.
Are there any specific scenarios where those might be worth considering?
If you're traveling to or through an area that's expected to get hit with a major storm, consider shifting your travel dates by a day or two. If possible. If you're driving and the roads look treacherous, maybe think about taking a train or bus instead.
Good advice. It's always better to err on the side of caution.
Absolutely.
And don't be afraid to ask for help if you need it.
Definitely. Reach out to your airline, your hotel, or even your family and friends for assistance.
Yeah.
Most people are pretty understanding when it comes to weather-related travel disruptions.
It's Thanksgiving, after all. A time for compassion and gratitude.
Exactly. And speaking of gratitude, I think it's worth acknowledging that Thanksgiving travel isn't always easy or enjoyable for everyone.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Not everyone has the luxury of choosing their travel dates or opting for alternative modes of transportation.
Right.
For some people, Thanksgiving travel can be stressful, expensive, and even emotionally challenging.
Absolutely.
Especially if they're dealing with difficult family dynamics or traveling long distances on a tight budget.
Right.
And even minor weather disruptions can add to that stress and expense. It's a good reminder to be patient and understanding with our fellow travelers, especially during this busy time of year.
Couldn't agree more.
We're all in this together, right?
Exactly.
Now, I know we've focused a lot on the potential downsides of Thanksgiving week weather, but let's end this part of our deep dive on a more positive note.
I'm all for that.
For many people, Thanksgiving is a time for connection, gratitude, and creating lasting memories. And sometimes a little bit of weather can actually add to the adventure, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think back to a Thanksgiving a few years ago when a snowstorm hit right as we were sitting down to dinner.
Really?
We ended up losing power, but it turned into this really cozy, memorable evening.
Oh, wow.
We lit candles, told stories, and just enjoyed each other's company.
That's nice.
It's one of my favorite Thanksgiving memories.
I love that. It's a good reminder that sometimes the best memories are made when things don't go exactly as planned.
Yeah.
It's all about embracing the unexpected and finding the joy in the journey, no matter what the weather throws our way.
Well said.
All right. Before we wrap up this deep dive, we want to hear from you, our listeners.
Absolutely. Let's open up the conversation.
Have you ever had any crazy Thanksgiving travel stories involving the weather? Any tips for navigating those potential delays and disruptions? We'd love to hear your experiences and insights. Share them with us on social media using the hashtag ThanksgivingWeatherTales.
And remember, even if the weather throws you a curveball this Thanksgiving, try to stay flexible, stay safe, and most importantly, stay grateful.
Well said. We hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving filled with delicious food, good company, and hopefully smooth travels. You know, as we wrap up this deep dive into Thanksgiving week weather and travel, it occurs to me that we've really only scratched the surface of a much larger conversation.
Yeah, there are so many layers to weather patterns.
Right.
From the science behind them to their impact on everything from our daily lives to global events.
Exactly. And one of those layers that we haven't touched on yet is the economic impact of weather events.
Oh, absolutely.
These storms, snowfalls, even those heavy rains we discussed can cause major disruptions
right.
to businesses, transportation networks, even entire industries.
Yeah, for sure.
We talked about potential airport delays. But what about those folks who rely on trucking or shipping for their livelihoods?
Oh, for sure.
A multi-day snowstorm could have a domino effect on supply chains and ultimately impact consumers as well.
Absolutely. And those economic impacts can be felt long after the storm has passed. It's something to consider as we think about the interconnectedness of our world and how even seemingly localized weather events can have ripple effects far beyond the immediate area.
It's a reminder that we're all part of a larger ecosystem, both literally and figuratively.
Well said.
Now, before we sign off, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier about the increasing frequency of these intense weather events.
Uh-huh.
Like bomb cyclones.
Yes, it's a trend that scientists are watching very closely.
Mm.
There's a growing body of evidence suggesting a link between climate change and the intensity and frequency of these events.
What can our listeners do if they want to learn more about this connection or even get involved in efforts to address climate change?
There are so many great resources available. Organizations like the Climate Reality Project and the Union of Concerned Scientists offer a wealth of information on climate change, science, impacts, and solutions.
And don't underestimate the power of individual actions. Even small changes in our daily habits, like reducing our energy consumption,
right.
choosing sustainable products,
yeah.
advocating for policy changes can make a difference.
Absolutely. Every bit counts. And remember, knowledge is power.
We hope this deep dive has given you that power. The knowledge to navigate Thanksgiving week travel safely, the awareness of the broader impacts of weather events, and perhaps even the inspiration to become more engaged in addressing the challenges of climate change.
We wish you all safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving travels. And as we gather with loved ones to give thanks, let's also remember to be grateful for the incredible planet we call home and do our part to protect it for generations to come.
Well said. From all of us here at the Deep Dive, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.